Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Earth First versus the FBI and Oakland Police Department trial winds up. The historic case of Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney versus FBI agents and Oakland police officers went to the jury last Friday, May 17th, after 6 weeks in federal court in Oakland, California. Judge Claudia Wilkin then turned the case over to the jury at 12:55 p.m., immediately following Dennis Cunningham's 45-minute rebuttal argument. Federal and Oakland defense attorneys each gave their closing arguments Friday morning. Plaintiffs' closing arguments were delivered on Thursday last week by attorneys J. Tony Serra, Bob Bloom, and Dennis Cunningham. "You've got to deter them," said Serra to the jury, referring to the defendants, "and there's only one way. You've got to send a message through the media throughout this country that when the FBI and the Oakland police destroy a movement like this, it's unacceptable. And the only way to do that is to award punitive damages, and we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. We want millions to punish them." One highlight of Serra's argument was when he called the FBI's Terrorist Squad 13 America's KGB. He also said that this case was a great tragedy, a great disgrace, and a great police-inspired miscarriage of justice. As Robert Bloom, attorney for the plaintiffs, observed in his closing remarks, "It will be interesting to see if the FBI and Oakland police can respond truthfully in the closing arguments presented by plaintiffs and clear evidence of lies, finger-pointing, and contradictions." Waving copies of old news stories, Dennis Cunningham said he wanted to see a headline that could wipe out all the tarnishing headlines that smeared Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney when the bombing occurred. He compared environmental activists with their dedication to preserving trees and entire ecosystems to famous activists throughout history who have been persecuted for their outspoken beliefs that threaten the status quo. The 10 jurors immediately elected a woman foreperson and began deliberations. They are expected to take several days to review the evidence and to try and reach a unanimous verdict. There were no deliberations over the weekend. Deliberations may well take most or all of this week because they must review voluminous documents in the evidence, and many of them took extensive notes during the 6 weeks of testimony. Judge Wilkin dismissed the case against two of the FBI defendants, Special Agent John Conway and Special Agent Walter Hemgee, after finding that no evidence was presented that the two had any animus against the plaintiffs. That leaves four FBI agents, Doyle, Reichs, Buck, and Senna, and three Oakland police officers, Sims, Sitterid, and Chenault, as defendants. "Our attorneys are confident that many of the jurors are solidly with us, though some others are difficult to read. The courtroom was packed with our supporters almost every day of the trial, showing the jurors that this was a closely watched and important case. Experience has shown that about one juror per week could be lost from a civil federal trial such as this, but only two jurors of the original 12 dropped out, and both of them told the judge they had problems serving on the very first day of the trial. This is a good sign that jurors are interested in the case and committed to completing their task." Judge Wilkin told the attorneys for both sides to be available on 10 minutes' notice during deliberations. "We are waiting and hoping for justice from this jury." Fiddle down the FBI. The rally this Friday, May 24th, at noon, in front of the Oakland Federal Building. Come fiddle down the FBI on the 12th anniversary of the bombing of Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney. Musicians include Utah Phillips, Lori Lewis, Alicia Littletree, Daryl Cherney, and you. Bring musical instruments. This rally also celebrates the completion of the trial. The federal building is located on Clay Street between 12th and 14th Streets, one block from the Oakland City Center and the 12th Street BART station. That's Fiddle Down the FBI Rally, Friday, May 24th at noon at the Oakland Federal Building. For more information, visit the following website, www.judyberry.org. That's www.judibarry.org. That's www.judibarry.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't compromise in the face.